The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
Yes, Emmy's Like a Party in the Sky, the song, of course, about the Soviet space dog from the 1950s. So it is Ireland's entry in the Eurovision Song Contest, and they are in competition tonight in the second semi-final. They are out third. It's going to be on RTE2 television at 8 p.m. And Henry McKean is in Basel, where the competition is taking place. Good evening, Henry.
Good evening. This is Basil calling. I'm backstage. It's just a few hours to go now. A much calmer atmosphere compared to the explosive atmosphere of Malmo last year. But pressure on Ireland to get out of this grand final tonight. The rehearsals are taking place behind me, and I can actually hear Like a Party. Also, acts tonight are Malta. They have a song that was called Cant, but it's been changed to Serving. And that's Cant, pronounced in the Maltese way, basically a private part slang word. So lots of offence. And also there's a protest outside as we speak, a pro-Palestinian protest, because Israel are performing tonight. Yuval Raphael, a survivor of the October 7th attacks, sings later on this evening. New Day Will Rise. And Britain also, they're straight through to the finals, remember, because they have lots of cash. They're part of the Big Five. They go straight into the final. What the hell just happened? That's Remember Monday. And so far, it's been pretty peaceful here, but it's going to be hard for Emmy, very hard for her to get out of this semi-final. I meet Emmy and her brother. They're from Norway. Her brother is Erland, and they perform later.
Just try to focus and trying to realize what's actually happening, because it's so surreal.
And this morning I put on silver underwear.
So you're wearing silver underwear. I'm wearing green. So, you know, brother and sister, are you still getting on? Are there any disagreements? Or is it all plain sailing? And do you feel confidence about later? Are you going to bang it out? Are you going to basically get that ball and just kick it out of the stadium? What are you going to get up to?
Oh, I think we're getting along surprisingly well.
That's the right way to put it, yeah.
Yeah, it's lovely to do this together. Absolutely lovely. Oh, and yeah?
We're kind of like, it's not about being right, it's about making the best product.
Yeah.
So we're not always, we don't always agree, but we always agree on that.
Yeah, and this, yeah, and try to make it the best possible. And yeah, we often have the same kind of vision, so that's a, yeah, good, yeah.
And we're keeping it civil. No, that's where we differ, maybe. I kind of like all the those comments up down, yeah, that roller coaster. Mm-hmm. But just you told me that you don't want to hear so much about it, so I'll keep it to myself. I just enjoy that like for myself. Yeah.
Yeah.
But I'm not a very protective guy. Like, you can take care of yourself. She has been in this circus for longer than I have with MGP and stuff.
And is it a circus? I mean, is this just one big circus and there's going to be a winner? Do you feel like winning tonight and getting into the finals? Do you feel excited? Do you feel like a rocket? Do you feel like Laika in the sky, but surviving?
I'm so, so excited, and I really, really hope that we can just make Ireland proud, make Laika proud. And yeah, we're so ready to go on that stage and fulfill our childhood dream.
On the Scandinavian countries, can Ireland get those Scandinavian votes? Will they pass 12 points over to us because you're from Norway originally?
Oh, that's a very tricky question.
Sweden never votes for Norway anyway, so I doubt they'll vote for Ireland because they're Norwegians there.
Yeah.
But maybe the rest of them.
That's true. Oh.
Yeah. Anyway, that is Emmy and her brother Erland. You met Marty Whelan, did you?
I did, and he's in great form. He says he's not going to retire anytime soon. He's delighted to be a grandpa. He's been a grandpa for over a year now. He first did this Eurovision commentary way back in 1987, then he took a break, and then he started again in 2000, so he's been at it basically 25 years. Here is Marty Whelan.
Marty Whelan, do you feel lucky? I am actually wearing under my trousers green.
Steady now, Henry. This could be too much information.
I'm wearing green underpants with a little bit of silver. Do you feel...
Well, that's show business. You see, you're reeking of show business.
Do you feel like a party? Do you feel in lucky?
Your... Not in your trousers, I don't. That's an invitation in the sun. We're in a town called Basel, so there we are. No, yes, I do. I feel energised by this. I've lost my Irish socks, though. I have my Norwegian socks. I can't find the Irish ones, which I always have. That mightn't be a bad thing, actually. Maybe I should go full Norwegian. That I don't know what that means. It may have a connotation. Can I leave that with you? I don't know what it means.
So, it's so competitive this year. It's
yes,
so,
it is.
So competitive.
It always is.
And we have a song, we have a different song.
We have.
Will we get through? You know, I said that we sent a puppy this year. Last year we sent a witch. Will we make
it?
That's
an appalling slur. And last year's
contestant. It was a compliment on both of them.
I thought they were great. Yes, we did. But look, you have to... There's nothing wrong with a gimmick. I don't think a gimmick is a bad thing. I think quite often you say to yourself, let's just go with this and see what we get. And why not? Do you know? I mean, people have sent all sorts of things. Grannies and, you know, and certain things, the unmentionable things. And, you know, and there's a few unmentionables tonight. Let it be. It doesn't matter. Let's go and have fun. The song is good. And it's a good performance, and she's fantastic. So we're full of positivity today.
And if Ireland don't win, who's going to win?
My son from Australia, Marty, the shirtless wonder.
Marty Whelan, thank you.
Not at all, Henry, thank you. Now, don't show me your underpants. Put them away.
Right. Two Norwegians singing for Ireland in the Eurovision, says one listener. Half the Ireland rugby team are from New Zealand and South Africa. Next, there'll be a Kerry man hurling for Kilkenny. Oh, wait. Yes, Fiona McAsey there. For people who are not big hurling or Kerry football fans, is who that texter is referring to. Henry, enough about your underwear. What about the fans over there? What have they been saying about all this?
Remember that the fans here at Eurovision, not all of them are flamboyant super fans. Some of them are just like average, normal people like yourself, Kieran. You know, they're just there hanging outside, having a can. I met some of them.
Well, first of all, these are my childhood memories, because since I'm little one, I'm looking at my family. Even when I was abroad, in the 80s, we couldn't see on TV, but my grandmother in Basel sent me on the cassette with a diplomat suitcase, because I was living in a quite critical country, and I had to see the Eurovision Song Contest. And for me, it's... Well, it's a good feeling. It's something, everybody's nice to each other, everybody understands each other, and it's music, and it's incredible how happy the people are, and they sing. I think that music, it's making something great with the people.
And Switzerland is a neutral country. What's your view of Israel being part of the competition?
These are people, are artists. Huh? They should participate. Sometimes I think, okay, Russia can't participate. Why do they participate? Because they're also making a war. But I think if everybody is coming just because of love, to want freedom on this world, they should participate at all. Yes.
Evans, my name. I'm living in Basel and said I'm coming to support Ireland in the Eurovision tonight.
So this is local for you.
Yeah,
do you think Emmy's going to make it?
It's not a bad song, so fingers crossed.
And whereabouts in Ireland are you from?
From Limerick.
And the fact that we've sent a Norwegian, will that bring us luck?
Hopefully. I don't know, I didn't think of it.
Do you like dogs?
Yeah.
And what is it you love about Like a Party in the Sky?
When I was a child, I wanted to be an astronaut, so is that connection there.
I'm Grand, I'm Enda from Wexford, and here to support Ireland, having a great time in Basel.
So Enda, what do you love about Emmy, and will Emmy make it?
I hope so, yeah. She's got a great catchy tune, and sure, who doesn't love dogs?
And so, you love dogs?
Oh, definitely, yeah. I've had loads of dogs at home.
Tell us about your dogs. Do they look like Laika?
No, they're greyhounds, and they like to run fast, but yeah. No, Laika's a cool dog. I really hope she does well tonight.
And what do you love about Eurovision?
Just everyone's here for a good time, and everyone's happy, and Basel's a great place to host it as well. So, yeah, everyone's happy here. It's great.
So you're confident?
Yes. optimistic, let's say.
All right, some optimism there from the fans. You met the designer of Emmy's outfits too, did you?
Yeah, I did. I met the designer. And this is a really interesting one. I'm surprised by this. The designer ended up in Vogue today, Vogue magazine.
Hi, I'm Sarah Fanning, and I am this year's Eurovision designer for Team Ireland.
Sarah, tell us about your vision. Tell us about Emmy's outfit.
So when we were designing Emmy's outfit, we really wanted to continue on from the theme of space that was established on Eurosong, but take it to the next level for such a huge scale that is Eurovision. We wanted it to be something that would catch the eye of everyone in the audience and everyone watching at home, and to just really like elevate it to the next level, up into space itself. When I was designing the piece, I wanted to kind of have quite unique like sci-fi details, introducing like elements of like robotics, but like the circuit board detail, but of course like having that Eurovision sparkle to catch everyone's eye. And then we also wanted to introduce the circuit board detail in the front panel here as well, and then also to have a really beautiful high shine detail as well, introducing kind of like armor aspects into the look as well. And then we have a really beautiful hood here that has like that space element. Very important detail. And then, yeah, we have, for everyone watching at home, we have a really beautiful detail here. And it is a little Leica and the Irish flag. So that's our little good luck charm.
There you go. The good luck charm, Leica and the Irish flag. The song tonight is Leica Party in the Sky. Emmy representing Ireland in the Eurovision, third on stage tonight. I think it gets underway at 8 o'clock Irish time. So whatever that is, 8:15. Leica, or rather not Leica. That would be remarkable if Leica was on stage. Leica, as far as I understand, is still orbiting the Earth somewhere inside a sealed space capsule. Emmy will be on stage representing Ireland. Henry McKean, enjoy it, and we will talk to you on the other side. So fingers crossed that Emmy will be representing us in the final at the weekend.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.